Hello, this is David G, and welcome to today's meditation. Let's find a comfortable place. Let's sit or lie down. And together, let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. And gently let that go. Let's do that one more time. Long, slow, deep breath in. And gently release. And now following your breath in and out, let's allow our eyelids to float closed. Allow your jaw to unclench, your shoulders to relax. Feel yourself melt as you watch your breath flow into your body and back out. And feel your mind start to calm. With all of our daily activities and the non-stop swirl, it's easy to become overwhelmed. But one of the greatest ways we can move towards clarity is looking at our life through the lens of the five realms. This process will allow us to gain clarity on our needs, our desires, what we're holding on to that no longer serves us, and what we can bring into our life that will nourish us and affirm our existence. So let's drift our awareness to the physical realm, our bodies, our diet, our activities, our sleep, all the choices we make regarding what we bring into this physical temple, how we fuel it and nourish it. Our hair, our eyes, our teeth, our skin. So right now, place your hands on your heart and feel your heart rise up to touch your palm with each breath. And let's ask ourselves, in the physical realm, what can I let go of that no longer serves me? What can I let go of that no longer serves me, no longer nourishes me? And now that we've created that space, let's ask ourselves, what can we bring into our physiology, into our physical aspect of being, that will help to take our lives to the next level? And ever so gently, allow that to just gently drift into your heart. Take a deep breath in. And release. And now let's drift our awareness to the emotional realm. The realm of hot buttons, conditioned responses, and trigger points. The ways we react to the world around us, to people, situations, and circumstances. And let's ask ourselves, what can I let go of? What behavior? What knee-jerk reaction? What sensitivity can I let go of that no longer serves me? since nature abhors a vacuum. Let's ask, what can we bring into our world, our life, our existence in the emotional realm that will nourish us, that will serve us, that will help us take our life to the next level? What new, fresh, and unconditioned response to the external world can we invite into our awareness? And now let's plant that life-affirming behavior tenderly into our heart. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. And release it. Just let it go. And now let's drift our awareness to the material realm. The realm of money, stuff, positions, possessions. This is our realm of abundance consciousness. So let's ask, what constriction that prevents me from having abundance in the material realm can I release right now? Can I let go of some aspect of yourself that is not your best version? And let's release it right now. And now that we've created this space, this vacuum, let's ask ourselves, what can we bring into our awareness, into our life, into an activity, an action, or a behavior, even a new belief system that will nourish us and serve us within the material realm? What can we invite in that will expand our sense of abundance consciousness? Ever so gently invite it into your heart. And let's plant that seed. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. And let it go. And now let's drift our awareness to the realm of relationship. What relationship is currently not serving me? What relationship that I may have with myself or with others can I let go of or shift or repair? Let's breathe it in and release it. Let it go. And now that we have this magnificent space for some new relationship to be birthed, or some new aspect of a relationship to manifest, what new relationship, what nourishing relationship can we now bring into our life now that there's space for it to thrive? Feel it embed itself into your heart. And take a long, slow, deep breath in. Feel it plant like a seed in the fertile soil of your heart. And as you exhale, let it go. Drift your attention to the spiritual realm, the realm of Source, the realm of God, the realm of the universe. And what aspect of of your relationship to Source, to the Divine Creator, to something much bigger than ourselves. What belief, or behavior, or activity, or mindset can we let go of that's not serving us right now? Let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. And let that go. And what new, nourishing, life-affirming behavior can we bring into our lives to bring us closer to Source, more aligned with the universe, more connected to Spirit? Perhaps it's being more compassionate, more accepting, more surrendering, more forgiving. Whatever you select, let's take a long, slow, deep breath right now. And feel this new life-affirming aspect of the spiritual realm take hold within our very soul and let it go. And now as you reflect, as you recapitulate on the physical, the emotional, the material, the relationship, and the spiritual realms of your life, let's feel them all embed themselves deep within at the cellular level. Feel them plant into that fertile soil of your heart and soul. Feel them move through every fiber of your being, creating this magnificence, this new expanded you, this less constricted you, this new whole you. And feel these five new life-affirming aspects of your being rippling through you. And silence that rests within, so the nuances, the sensitivities, the core being integrates into our physical, emotional, material, relationship, and spiritual aspects of being. We'll use the mantra Om Ritam Namah. Om Ritam Namah. And this will allow us to align ourselves with the rhythm of the universe. As you repeat the mantra Om Ritam Namah, you will drift away to thoughts, to sounds, to physical sensations. Even though you're repeating it silently, it may change. It may get louder or fainter, faster or slower. It may become jumbled or distorted. However it changes, continue to repeat it innocently and effortlessly. And when you realize you've drifted away, ever so gently drift back to Om Ritam Namah. I'll watch the time. And when you hear me ring the chime, just sit gently with your eyes closed. So let's begin. Ritam Namah. Just sit gently with your eyes closed and let the stillness and silence settle in. And now let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. And ever so gently release that. Let's do that one more time. Long, slow, deep breath in. And ever so gently let go. And let's seal this meditation. Let's celebrate all we've released and all we've invited in by chanting the hymn of the universe, Aum. We'll herald our oneness, our union, our connection. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. And when it feels comfortable, you can slowly open your eyes. You can look around at all those who you shared this collective consciousness with. Feel the shift that you've just begun. And throughout the day, throughout the week, when you find that you have a few moments, bring your attention to either the physical, the emotional, the material, the relationship, or the spiritual realm. Identify one thing you can release, and then remember to replace it with some other aspect that will raise you up, expand your consciousness, and elevate your healing. From the sweet spot of the universe, this is David G. And I'll see you in the gap. Namaste.